Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
All right, and here with this week's precious metals market update is our good friend, Tom Cloud.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to get back in the USA. I don't think we really appreciate how great things are here from some standpoints when we don't look at economics, but it's always good to go and it's always good to come.
No doubt about it. Always good to be back home. You know, and you took off and gold just kind of went down. We got some readers and listeners contacting us saying, hey, what's going on? We were really are anxious to kind of get your take on what your thoughts were on the election. Let's talk about the election first, and then we'll dive into gold. We'll talk about the dollar. We'll talk about silver. Just some of your thoughts. But first of all, what were your thoughts on the overall election?
Well, I wasn't near as shocked as a lot of people were. I really knew that it was neck and neck, and I kept looking at the people that were, you know, on the take, where they were getting food stamps or Social Security, and, you know, he pretty much had a lock-in vote on all those, and then you throw in the large percentages we expected him to get in the Hispanic and the black communities, and certainly he got that. So you looked at it, I mean, it was an era thing that Romney could have won. He's going to have to win Ohio and Virginia, North Carolina and Florida, possibly even Colorado. So, I mean, the odds were stacked against him, in my opinion, even before it started and or before, you know, everybody thought he had a chance to win in a landslide like Dick Morris. But I never did think that. I thought Romney certainly had a chance to win, but if he did, it was going to be very, very, very close. And I think when you saw the women between age 30 and 45 was the demographic that stuck out at me, that the ones that were single and had a child, he cared about 80%, and the ones that was married, he was about 50-50. So it's an interesting demographic race, but what Romney needed, he just couldn't carry, and it leaves the Republican Party now with, you know, really, I've heard from people I know that are in the Republican Party pretty high up that they're going to have to be looking at someone like Rubio in Florida or Jindal in Louisiana next time. You're going to need someone that's got some ethnic background and young and energetic. And instead of running the last two times, we've run two people over 65 years old. So anyway, that was my quick thought on it.
Interesting. Yeah, I've heard Ted Cruz from Texas also bantered about right. He's kind of a rising star. Well, you know, and I think also we talked about on the program that we expected Obama to win. We didn't have a lot of strong conviction behind it, but it just seemed like the demographics favored him overall. And I think you're right. The Republicans have to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that this is not, you know, what they might have thought the United States was. I mean, they kind of need to wake up to reality and realize that, you know, there is a lot of shifts and changes going on, as they will continue to be. And I think that really builds the case for why this economic crisis that lies ahead, and of course we've been dealing with for some time, but it's going to continue to worsen. It kind of points to that. We have many people now who are certain, with Barack Obama remaining in office, that little is going to be done to stem America's debt problem. That's going to be, we're going to continue to see the status quo coming out of the Federal Reserve. What are your thoughts on where Bernanke and the Federal Reserve go from here? Do you think that anything is going to change?
I really don't, Jerry. And, of course, the petrodollar you've talked at length about on your shows has been really good for education for everybody. And this next term, I fully expect the petrodollar to get pulled. And, of course, at that point, the Fed has to monetize all the debt, because if we start getting dollars being redeemed back in the U.S., that we fully expect, you know, you're going to have a dollar literally going off the cliff, and I look for that in the next 4 years. But as I was telling a client this morning, right now it goes up 61% since Obama took office, average of 15% per year, and silver's up about right at 17% per year, 68% since Obama took office. And there's no way it's not going to be higher the next 4 years. So, you know, we feel very confident. Yes, there'll continue to be volatility, and we'll continue to talk about that for the coming years, but there's never been a more crucial time to make a move. And when you look at what's going on in the central banks right now, they're buying gold, and you look at Bernanke here, and he's got to continue to provide liquidity for the market. And I just don't see any major policy change at all, except even the printing of more money and monetization of more money as we come into these crisis areas.
Looking at a chart of the U.S. dollar, I want to go there first because it really does drive the rest of the markets. It drives the values of gold and of stocks and of commodities and all of this, the strength or the weakness of the dollar. And I'm looking at a chart of the dollar right now, and it's something we've been kind of noticing, that it's really making a very firm, in a technical sense, a very firm head and shoulders pattern, which for those of you who are not familiar with technical analysis, that is a very bearish type of signal indicating that the asset, you know, the underlying asset's getting ready to go down. So we've seen the first left shoulder, we've seen the head, and now the dollar seems to have a lot of momentum making its way back up to that right shoulder, but it looks like it's going to run into resistance about the 81.50, 81.60, and it's currently at about $81 right now. So what is your thought on the U.S. dollar index? Do you believe we are in that head and shoulders? We're going to see a decline, and what does that mean for assets?
Well, I do, Jerry. I think when we hit 81 this morning on Friday morning, we could get that 81.60 to 82 before this rally is over. But here's what's interesting. Yes, it's killed the stock market, but because the purchases and people dropping shorts on silver and gold since the election on Tuesday, if you look at Wednesday and Thursday and into Friday trading today, gold is going up. And yesterday, very strong up in spite of the dollar going up. The stock market was going down. But, I mean, there's just too much momentum. People know there's going to be a vast shortage of physical metal during this second term of Obama. And I do think it is a head and shoulders situation. And we'll run this last shoulder out, and it should exhaust itself in 1 more percent. So if we even 1 more percent, you're talking about 81.80, and that's where we see it topping, and that could last another week. But bottom line is we're going to see a drop in the dollar the next 4 years, something we didn't experience the last four because of everything going on everywhere else in the world, the crisis in Europe. But that's going to be small news compared to what we're going to see in the next 4 years. So once that dollar exhausts itself, probably between now and Thanksgiving, and then when that turns, it's when we expect to see the $1,800 gold.
If you look at the markets since the beginning of summer, and you lay the S&P, for example, chart over the dollar chart, you'll find that as the dollar began to kind of go sideways, teeter-totter, and then sharply decline, the market was going up. Gold was enjoying that as well. But we've really seen, as you mentioned, a really strong momentum rally that began right in the middle of September and just coincides whenever the market went into correction mode and we began to see gold begin to wobble. So that's encouraging news for many of those who are holding hard assets or who are holding commodities or even stocks for that matter. Always pay attention to the dollar. It's a lesson that investors are certainly learning today. So we expect to see the dollar go down. So let's talk about gold. I'm looking at a chart of gold right now. Right the last month, October has been a very rough month for gold. It's practically just went straight down. We are noticing a bounce now after it hit about the 1680 level. We're back up above 1700 firmly. What are your thoughts on gold?
Well, I mean, we're 1730 as we record this, and certainly it's had that $50 jump that since last Friday, just in 1 week, it's been a $50 week, which is about 3%. So certainly that is very strong in spite of the dollar. But I think the Obama election, people just know what's going to happen. The upside for gold is to at least double the next 4 years. I don't see any way it won't double up from that 1730 to 34 to 3500 over the next 4 years. At least, you know, certainly, as we said, there's always going to be ups and downs, and that's the way markets work, and they'll continue to have some volatility. You don't get this, but you just keep in the back of your mind, we never have seen a parabolic rise. This has been a good, steady 18% a year type rise for the last 12 years in gold, and we expect that to continue with even a little higher average. And several reasons we've talked about is the Basel III and the Tier 1 investments. The central bank's not selling any gold now in 24 months, but being net buyers, we see a big move by China to increase their deposits, knowing if they are going to be the petrocurrency of the future, they've got to have a lot bigger percentage gold than they have now. And then the stories like the one that broke with the Germans, who don't put up with anything, or talking about repatriating their gold from underneath the New York Federal Reserve back to Germany. And stories this morning are saying the Federal Reserve won't even let them in to look at their own gold. They said it's a security risk. And then you start wondering, is it really there? And, of course, if it ever proves that the gold that we allegedly have both in Fort Knox and under the Federal Reserve building in New York is not there, or serial numbers are allocated to numerous owners, you will literally see no physical gold. It'll be wiped off the earth very quickly by big, big, big money. And it's something that every investor's got to consider. They've got to consider to be sure they get their base built in gold, and no matter what it does, because it is real money. It's not evidence of anybody else's debt or liability, and you just have to have that gold, and the sooner you get your core position made, the better off you're going to be.
So we are looking at a chart of gold and noticing that it has been going up, as you mentioned, that $50 bounce, in spite of the fact that the dollar has been strong as well. So we see gold and the dollar simultaneously going higher over the last several days. What gives? Is that all the election? Is that the guns and gold kind of thesis that's driving the gold higher?
Well, I mean, you definitely got to say that influences it. There's no question. Just from people I talk to, certainly that describes part of the people that are moving. But I think the bigger one is the people coming off of shorts. I think if you've seen the short contracts, well, they're still out there in both gold and silver. You're seeing them dwindle some because people that have been shorting it realize what gold and silver have done 4 years under Obama, and they certainly know we're in much bigger dire straits today than we were 4 years ago. So big, I think it's big money, and then, like you said, it's the very conservative guy that's not going to keep any dollars around that he doesn't need to meet his monthly needs. So that's the two categories I see changing the most. And one other to throw in, and it's amazing, but in 2 days I've had conversations with two major money managers, one in California and one in Oklahoma, moving their allocation in gold up about 15% higher than they had it prior to the election. So money managers also could cause gold to go up dramatically by allocating a larger percentage in their clients' portfolios.
For those holding gold currently, some encouraging news that we're looking at the chart. In about the middle of May of this year, the metal really bottomed out at about 1540. And since then, it's been going higher, even though this recent dip has been kind of scary. It's still holding firmly above its uptrend. In fact, the 200-day moving average seems to be converging with the uptrend, which is about 1650. So it held that uptrend and has not broken it, nor has it broken its 200-day moving average, unlike the S&P, unlike the NASDAQ, unlike the Dow, unlike the Russell, the 3000. They have actually broken their 200-day moving averages, but gold has held its own. So very good news for those who are holding gold. Now, what about silver? Tom, many people have their eyes on silver as we move into the second term of Obama, because it really is the poor man's gold, and a lot of people are betting on silver. What are your thoughts?
Well, the poor man's gold is exactly describing. I back up to 1979 and 80, my second, third year in the business, and I remember I had my mother's friends calling wanting silver, and it is a large amount of people that can come in and affect that market. Little buyers buying $1,000 at a time, and certainly that is a major focus for the next 4 years, because people that can't afford gold will move into silver. But the one thing is, someone's been around this thing a long time, you still got to keep your eye on the world economy. We got a good taste of it in June of 08 when Gold went up 8%, silver went down 22% when the financial crisis hit. You know, we've got to realize that the electronics and the high digital televisions and everything, the demand is going to continue to grow worldwide and put pressure on silver from the industrial side. And then as investors get more and more involved, it is something that we do think has more leverage than gold, but we still say you have to watch if there is another grease out there that happens. Gold's going to hold its own, and silver's going to take a big dip. But for those people holding through the next 4 years of Obama, I just don't see any way it's not going to go to 75. And I mean, I could throw numbers out there much higher, but when you're talking about $75 an ounce, that is something that could be realized in 2 years, or 1 year, for that matter, if certain things happen. But I'm very careful buying silver as long as people understand it's a lot more volatile, and when it goes down 15%, after it's gone up 20%, you know, you haven't lost anything. That's part of the game. You're playing a more thinly traded market, and when people come in and short the markets, they can put a dramatic impact on the market on the short term. So you just got to keep, that's not going to change. We're going to be looking at that for 4 more years, but I still think every investor should have some silver for barter emergency first, and then you get into buying your gold and silver for your investment and part of your portfolio. But if I had to guess, Jerry, I would say that over the next 4 years, gold would at least double, and I would think silver will at least do 2.5 times, with the caveat of not having a major problem like we had in Greece in 2011.
It seems like the investment thesis for gold and silver seems to have been freshened up a little bit with the re-election of Obama, because up until this point, there's been a lot of uncertainty, and it's been, you know, the overall investment thesis has been buy gold because of uncertainty, buy gold because of the dollar, buy gold because of the economic crisis. But now we almost can add to that list, buy gold and silver, because everything that you know up to this point is now certain. It's not going to change. So it's kind of freshened up and livened up the investment thesis or the reasons to invest in gold and silver. What about the person who's listening to this program who has not yet dipped their toe in the water? They feel like they've missed the boat on gold and silver, or maybe they just own a very little bit. Is now a good time to be adding to their exposure to gold and silver, or do you think a better time is coming in the near future?
Well, that's a very hard question because there's so many factors there that drive it, but I really feel that 1680 is the bottom right now. Certainly, if it did break that, you could see the 1640 and down to that 1540 you talked about is not an impossibility, but knowing what we all know is out there in the world and the quantitative easing going on, and Japan announcing its first deficit since 1981 today, it's now they're going to even start quantitative easing faster than they have been because their employment situation and tax revenues has suffered. So, I mean, you just look around everywhere, and I just don't see it. I still think if someone coming in today into gold has a $50 downside risk or about 2.5%, that's really all that I see. But look at what they're holding. When you and I did that financial conference on September 21st, I had a graph up there that said with the institutional Forex traders are estimating in a survey that the dollar will go down an average of 3.4% next year. And the money supply, Jerry, through today, the money supply from 1 year ago today to today is up 22%. So if you have the dollar going down 3.4%, if these Forex traders are right, they print 22% more money, and inflation is a real 6 or 8%, if you're sitting there holding cash, you've got a guaranteed loss of 9%. There's just no way around it. So do you want to take a chance on something that's gone up over 18% a year for 12 years, or do you want to sit there and have a guaranteed loss of 9%? And that's where they've got to think, anybody in here in that market's got to think what they're going to lose by staying where they are. Yes, you can't, it's going back to Matthew 25 in the Bible, or you, you got to take your talents and go out and make the best decision you can make, because you'll never keep up with purchasing power sitting at instruments making 0.5% to 1% interest when inflation's at 6% and the dollar's going down 3 or 4% and the money supply is increasing 22%. So we've got to start taking some chances and getting a little more aggressive just to keep up with potential loss of the dollar.
My guest today is Tom Cloud. He's a veteran precious metals advisor. He's available by phone if you want to contact him about gold and silver, palladium and platinum, which we're going to talk about finally in just a moment. He can be reached at 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812. He also has a brand new website coming out soon. We'll have more information on that in the coming weeks. Tom, let's talk about palladium and platinum for our audience finally. What are your thoughts on those? Are those just as good buys as gold and silver, better?
Well, platinum right now, I've been looking at it now for about a year, waiting to buy a signal. I just don't have everything I need. I still think that even with the rarity of it, there's still things that concern me. I've been buying a little bit here and there. I'm not totally against it, but I just don't see it taking off yet. And its recent drop, it got up near gold and then it's had a big drop here the last 6 weeks. So I stay neutral to out of that right now, unless you're just buying it, an ounce, two or three to start putting it in, and that's fine. Now, palladium, I really think we are going to have a move between now and February. A lot of people that, want to get out once they get it back to in the low 700s, we're about 15% away from that. But with the mines now closed in the Soviet Union, the only mines open are in South Africa, and we've had some strike problems there. So it's kind of like a perfect storm brewing for a short-term jump in palladium. So the ones that are out there holding palladium, the ones that don't have any, I think you've got a great chance to make 15 or 20% over the next 4 months by jumping in right now. But the ones that are holding it, trying to get back to 700 where they bought it, I think they will see that by February in the next 4 months. And the ones that don't have it, absolutely is a great thing to buy for a short-term play, because even with the cost of getting in and no cost of getting out, there's still room there to make 15 to 20% over a four-month period.
Yeah, I would agree with your thesis on palladium. I'm looking at the chart now. Now, there is some significant overhead resistance at the $630 level. Do you think it'd be wise to wait until it gets past that, or do you think it's going to blaze through that over the course of the
next? Well, that's the risk, the gambling risk we talk about. It's safer if you wait, because it's moving fast. When it gets that 632 we have on our chart, 630, so we're talking about basically the same thing. But for those that are a little more aggressive and want to get out and take, I think they'll be rewarded for doing it. But once again, things could happen economically, because it is an industrial metal first, because its primary use is a catalytic converter and making of new cars. So just knowing that one way is a little safer, but the other way has a little more reward if you move in early.
Okay, great. Yeah, looking at the charts, it looks like gold and silver and especially palladium right now, the momentum favors these, and you're right on the platinum. It's just been kind of stagnant and kind of in a period of consolidation. So takeaways for the listeners, what would you suggest right now? All four metals, just rapid fire machine gun. What are your thoughts in one sentence on each one?
Well, gold, tier one investment, Basel III. Money managers now recommending it, potential for a lot more demand in 2013. Silver, if we can get this money to velocitize, meaning the velocity of money pick up, because people think we're not going into a recession, then silver will be the biggest winner, with a caveat of we haven't seen what the health care bill is going to do to us as small business owners. When we receive all the paperwork in January, we'll have a little better idea as to the growth of the economy next year. And then palladium, I would be buying right now, with that caveat again that if you want to be sure, wait till it gets to 630 spot. But I think it's worth entering at this level. And platinum, if you want some just to diversify, that's fine. But I'm neutral and not giving a buy signal in that one yet.
Fantastic, Tom. Well, if folks want to contact you, visit with you, talk to you on the phone, ask you questions, or even buy gold, silver, palladium, or platinum, how can they do so?
Well, just at 800-247-2812. And if they don't get my email bullets, we send out 2 or 3 days a week. They can go to FTMDaily.com and on your website and hit the precious metals market button and sign up for our bullets. And it's very confidential, and we don't sell or show our list to anybody, and we can get them on there, and we can get buy and sell signals and send out specials when we find special prices on the precious metals.
As always, Tom, I appreciate your insights, and I'm glad you're back home safe, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate all the prayers while I was gone.